I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1909. That was the day the International Lady Garment Workers Union began a strike against the Triangle Shirtwaist Company. Eventually, female workers struck at 339 of the 352 shirtwaist manufacturing firms in New York City. The strike was referred to as the Uprising of 20,000. Women comprised 70% of all garment workers. Men performed the higher paid work of cutting and pressing, while women earned less for assembling and finishing garments. Women often had to furnish their own supplies, including needles, thread, and even sewing machines. Some firms locked the doors to each floor. The workers, mostly young girls and women, had to ask permission to go to the bathroom. While the strike initially started at the Triangle Shirtwaist Company, it soon spread to other factories. At a meeting of garment workers in November, a young girl, Clara Lemlich, called for a general strike. One day later, 15,000 shirtwaist workers walked out of the factories, with more joining the strike the following day. The strike continued until February 1910 and ended with factory owners agreeing to meet the demands of the workers, which included better pay and shorter hours. This strike was a notable achievement for these mostly immigrant working women. Nevertheless, garment workers after the 1909 strike continued to suffer harsh working conditions. A year later, many workers died in the tragic Triangle Shirtwaist factory fire. The fact that the company locked the doors on each floor meant that the workers had no means of escaping the blaze. Today, it's very difficult to find clothing that is union-made. We must work together to restore labor unions to protect the safety of those who make our clothing, both in the United States and throughout the world. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.